after I realized I was only saying what she was saying. Because when I looked at the calendar, I didn't see the letters in the same order. No matter how hard I tried, no matter how many times I tried to blink my eyes to reset my brain, it never worked. What's more, the letters jumbled into different order every time I looked at it. One time I would see U-A-G-S-U-T. The next time I would see A-G-U-U-T-S. So, I did what every other self-respecting and completely embarrassed 5-year-old would do. I said nothing. And I continued to repeat what she said, even though I could never see what she saw. Every time I tried and failed, my self-esteem took another hit. All my peers were learning to read, and I was just learning how to fake it. I was the youngest in my class, and I felt like I was constantly behind. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get it. At first, I really wanted to learn, but over time, my actual desire waned more and more. A-E-I-O-U. I can still hear all our little voices simultaneously sounding off at our teacher's direction. School was like my own little torture chamber. The more painful it became, the more I found other ways to deal with it. Every class has a class clown. My class had me. I was funny and I knew it. When my untimely comedy didn't satisfy the lingering desires of fitting in that were rolling around in my heart, I turned to acts of disruption. It didn't matter what my teachers tried. I was hell on wheels. They did try, though, most of them. It wasn't until 4th grade, with Miss Hannah, that I really felt motivated by a teacher to really try. She was incredibly easy on my young eyes. For a 9-year-old, I thought I was pretty hot stuff. So, it felt normal just to admit that I had a huge crush on her. She was like a model movie star who just happened to be my teacher. How could I not like her? She was much more than just a pretty face. Unlike all the teachers before, she figured out how to get through to me. Every time I actually applied myself, she would reward me with peanuts. She tried, harder than the rest. But not even the peanuts could steer me straight. My family dynamic was messy at best. Mom was, and is, the most incredible human being I could have ever asked to be raised by. The fact that Mom was always gone for work never fazed me much. She woke up early and got home after dark most nights. I knew about the sacrifices she was making to help provide opportunities for my sister and me. Mom had led the charge for us to leave Mountain View when our family moved north and across the bridge to Union City. She never gave the move a second thought, even though her job at the hospital by Stanford University would be nearly an hour drive each way. The neighborhood and the school district promised to be better for my sister and I in Union City, so the move was a no-brainer for Mom. Son, I'll be home later. Remember, there's a tuna casserole in the fridge for when you get home after school. My stomach was always growling by the time the bell rang. She knew it. And so most of my days she got up earlier than she had to make sure I was taken care of. On the other hand, my father was present and absent all at the same time. He made money so that food could be put on the table, but never had much interest in being a part of our lives. I would catch him sometimes just glaring in my direction. Those stares always felt as heavy as a ton of bricks. Their weight was composed of disapproval mixed with anger and a possible side of jealousy. I never knew if he was angry at me, Mom, or at himself. He was never supportive, never outwardly loving, and never appreciative. It was painful because all I wanted was to feel loved by my father. I loved and felt loved by my mom, but every son needs his dad. My heart ached daily. The pain was almost too much. If it had not been for my mom and football, I might have never made it. I felt like I couldn't turn to anyone for help, but that was my own fault. Ashamed of what I was walking through, just like that self-respecting and completely embarrassed 5-year-old that I had been back in 1st grade, I continued to keep my adversity under wraps. I kept it a secret for too long, refusing to ask for help. I know if I had asked, Mom would have been there for me in a heartbeat. I just never told her what was going on. As junior year came, so did my first ACT test. I was hoping that it would show